Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's Christmas!
Good to see you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another one of our 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. It is number five. Five gold Ray. Rambles.
Bum, 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 four, call it. I'm not doing it, all right.
Oh. Touch my tinsel.
I will.
We're on number five, Peter.
Grab my baubles.
You've got a Christmassy pair of tartan trousers on today. For some reason, they remind me a bit of Christmas.
I think they'd make good wrapping paper.
They would. They very much trousers. So, yeah.
I've not done any Christmas shopping, guys. I'm a bit worried.
On the Ramble, just on that note, on that exact note.
On that note.
On the Ramble, at the Ramble Christmas dinner a couple of weeks ago, we all brought a Secret Santa in. You take one out the pile. Marcus, you provided the best wrapping paper.
Thank you. It was good.
It was like it wasn't Christmas themed.
Like a map. No, it was a map of the world, and everything was German.
And can I just say as well,
because it went to Pete, and I thought, well, I've got to appeal to him somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. And can I just say, Marcus thought I'd probably had too much wine to remember this. I didn't. He took the wrapping paper back.
I thought I put it in my pocket because I was very fond of it.
No, because it wasn't ripped and it was just left on the table.
Well, I really carefully unwrapped it because it was lovely wrapping paper.
Well, it was left on the table as we were leaving and I thought, well...
You're not only the best wrapping paper, you're the most environmentally sustainable as well.
Did you do the wrapping not of the boar or did your good lady?
My good lady did.
Ah! Yeah. Well, I don't accept your present then. Of a Donald Trump face mask.
Terrifyingly realistic one at that as well.
Oh, it really smelled of... My face smelled of latex for some days afterwards. Yeah.
Mm. We all wore it and there was a point in it where it's like, oh, it's as hot as the sun now. I have really to get this off
Yeah, we all
head.
Wore it and it turned into an orgy.
Mm. Yeah.
The scene was so
Christmas order.
What a Christmas.
The scene
Lick
was,
my candy cane.
The scene was so typically ramble.
Yeah.
Right. It's time for number 5 of our 12 rambles of Christmas. Now, footballers have always attracted various levels of fame throughout the years of the beautiful game, whether that be at local, national or even international level. Their wages have changed quite dramatically over the years, but they've always been involved in commercial deals. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we turn our attention to the endorsement.
AKA Pete Dawson's favourite thing about football, along with video games.
Yeah, it's pretty much up there.
Football is as commercialised as it's ever been nowadays. But you can go back to not far off the start of football, when endorsements were there with footballers. I mean, the likes of Billy Meredith, for those who know him, who was one of the great, probably one of the first superstars
the
of the game.
The Wing Wizard.
The Wing Wizard, well, played for Manchester City and Manchester United.
He did endorsements, did he?
Yeah, from the late 1800s to the 1920s. He was playing in his late 40s.
Yeah. I remember him as a player.
He appeared in adverts from football boots to herbal remedies.
Wow, okay. I say I remember him as a player. I remember hearing about him as a player.
Of course, yeah.
We talked about him before, way back in the day on the Ramble.
That's right, yeah.
So he was doing endorsements even back then, so it's always been a thing.
That's what I mean, yeah. You'd be surprised. Okay. Not as widespread as it was, but I'm talking about that he was a superstar back then. Yeah. You know, he was one of the first superstars of the game. But they've always been there. I think some people think that, you know, since the 90s, the endorsements have really... No. I mean, you think of the likes of old Keggy, you know, and way before that.
And Keggy and Henry Cooper in a hot shower.
But it is the most homoerotic, like, advert. It's
massive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it because, not so much these days, because obviously media training, PR training, they're better at it now. Mm. But there was definitely a golden period in my lifetime where it was fantastic because you were just seeing football players forced into a situation they were really uncomfortable in.
I think it's the opposite though, because Keegan
was good at it.
Yeah, some people are good at it.
No, but Keegan's got a bit of charisma about him, and I think that the footballers who had a bit of charisma, a bit of something, were chosen because they thought, oh, they'll be quite good. Whereas nowadays,
anyone in it.
Exactly. Yeah. As we will come on to.
I mean, they don't necessarily have them acting so much now, do they? But Kevin Keegan in the Sugar Puffs advert is something.
That's iconic.
I think he's all right.
He is, but I mean, the Honey Monster is scoring the winning goal for England at Wembley, and it's all very silly and beautiful.
But that's not to do with Keegan's acting, though.
No, but just that Keegan has put himself in this wonderfully daft situation. Well, it's just like, we all love many things about Kevin Keegan, but one of the things that goes under the radar, because it's so funny when he falls down a well or whatever, is the warmth of the man, and that comes across.
Well, he did some great stuff with Les Fernand and Peter Beasley for Adidas when Newcastle were sort of riding high.
That's right.
Les Fernand was like booting a ball against a wall, and then and Keggy was in his office, and all of like the paintings were falling off his walls. And he goes, Les! And he goes, sorry, boss.
Why can't
Les, stop kicking the football against the wall!
Why can't you be like Eric Cantona? Yeah. But it's true, there's some endorsements are quite straightforward. They make sense. Mm. So you think about Ronaldo, Nike boots, or Messi with Adidas. But there are some that are out of left field.
Yeah, definitely. But they're not the classic Brazilian team of the 90s and the Nike stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's hand in glove. That fits perfectly. Completely. There's no. That's classic, iconic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing shoehorned about that.
No.
On the other hand, you have stuff like, the boss has said a new devil is arriving.
Which is,
That feeds into what I was just saying, Marcus, earlier.
The boss said that a new devil is arriving.
There we go.
So, I mean, off the top of your heads,
that's not better than
Do you remember what that's even for?
It's for...
It's wine.
It's Chilean wine. Yeah, Chilean wine.
Red Devil wine or something?
Casillero Diablo. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Yeah. But I mean, that is a hell of an advert. It's such an intensely weird advert. And Ryan Giggs' acting is actually quite good, which explains how he managed to sleep with his brother's wife for so long. But
Evra's second best and Rooney is
I'm convinced Evra's voice is dubbed on that. That's not Evra's voice. Have you got it?
Also, as well, what a waste of Patrice Evra, knowing what we now know about them.
Yeah, true. Honestly, if you listen back to it, I think Evra's voice is dubbed because it just doesn't sound like
What is the wine for raw chicken? what wine goes with that? I when I was actually looking for adverts to kind of cleave the audio off, like literally the advert that, you know, at the start of YouTube adverts, YouTube videos, you got the YouTube advert. The advert was all of the Arsenal players doing a markets.com thing, man. And it was just like selling us like financial
products,
products and stuff.
That's changed so much, isn't
Thanks,
it?
Thanks, Ramsey. So I really needed advice from you.
But yeah, yeah. That's a huge part of the game, though. I remember being invited for different reasons, for different work, to the Arsenal Media Day. Because what clubs now do at the top level is, rather than just field questions and things from different sponsors and different interview opportunities and stuff, they just have like two media days a year.
Right.
Which takes over the whole training complex, and it's all separated into sections, and you... If you're part of a sponsor, a company that sponsors them in some way, you get different varied levels of access, and you can sort of bid for different players and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, you'll see, like, if they've got a sponsorship deal with Ralph Lauren or whatever, they'll have Giroud doing, like, a photo shoot. Whereas if they've got a more playful thing, like with one of the companies I worked for before, it's like they'll do little viral videos and that kind of stuff, right? But honestly, when I was there last time, there was... Arsenal's official Ethiopian beer partner. Yeah. So literally, they've got a beer deal just in Ethiopia. Like it's everywhere now.
Lucas Torreira just down in them.
He was before his time.
So. But the media days are so kind of like, because I guess the football clubs own their image rights as well, so they see, so the players actually see less of it. And so like
I'm not sure how it works.
I think that's probably on an individual basis.
Yeah, but like I'm sort of thinking that it's quite efficient that they just have 2 days or a week of like basically days where they got to come in and record themselves for different partners and stuff. It's interesting.
Some of the endorsements that players do, though, as you say, are out of left field. Even now, I mean, there's a long history of this, and this used to be the case. Like one of the weirdest football adverts I've seen is one from a long time ago, and it's Pat Jennings advertising oil filters for your car, but he's dressed as an oil filter in goal, saving what looks like just lumps of dirt rather than a ball over and over again. It's got that sort of very old pre-irony kind of advert feel, where it's like, you need a good oil filter for your car. You can trust this sort of oil filter. Yeah. And it's like, there's no sort of, it's supposed to be playful, but it doesn't sound like it is. And
do you guys remember this one?
Now, there's something slightly more sophisticated than your everyday cooking sauce. It's called Sizzle and Stir from Chicken Tonight. And this is the tikka masala variety. You get two pots, you see. The first spices the chicken and turns it tikka red. One feels like chicken tonight, chicken tonight.
Ian Wright.
Righty, yeah. He sounds so different.
He sounds so young, doesn't he? Because it was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, he sounds so
it was longer than that. It would be 20 at least.
Yeah, it would have been. It's not in the 2000s.
It'd probably be like 25 years ago, actually. Yeah. It would have been
I reckon it was 50 years ago.
I think it was before he and us were born.
Is that Billy Meredith on
that? I mean, that was when Ian Wright was... But again, though, back in those days, he full of charisma, right? I mean, he had his own chat show for crying out loud, you know, and all that.
Yeah, but
kind
to
of
going
stuff.
Back to Jim's one with the Pat Jennings thing, that comes from an era, I believe, when the commercial potential of football was completely untapped. I mean, it took surprisingly late on for football clubs to demand from sports manufacturers the kits for free, let alone the kits sponsoring the club. Mm-hmm. I think up until fairly, I can't remember the exact year, but until fairly late on, football clubs were still going out and actually physically buying kits because they hadn't tapped into the commercial sort of value of it.
Yeah. The 90s was the Premier League in the 90s, certainly in this country.
Then, yeah.
That's when it all changed.
Well, there was a lot of like examples of that exact sort of weirdness before that. Do you remember Everton had a kit sponsor which was Hafnia?
No.
Hafnia.
So, any idea what they did?
No.
They were a Danish food company who sold no product in the UK, and Everton didn't have any Danish players. So it's not like there was any reach there. It's just like, what were they getting from that? Like,
well, Jim, that leads me neatly on to Peter Schmeichel.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, there's no better bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, that was something else, wasn't it?
That was great, I thought. It was really advertising Danish bacon.
With a little song, though.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. It was like a little, it was almost like a nursery rhyme kind of thing.
It was very 90s, that. That was when advertising started to get a little bit more self-aware, wasn't it? And it still had a slight innocence to it, but it was a bit more playful.
He was also part of the iconic Reebok ads in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Where the premise was that these particular players, famous players, like most notable ones, Peter Schmeichel and Ryan Giggs, didn't make it as pros because they didn't get Reebok boots given to them when they were kids.
That's so, right. I remember the Ryan Giggs one.
The Ryan Giggs one was, it started with him on the M62 as a flower seller.
Yeah.
And saying, I can't remember, but saying something like, you know, I used to be a bit of a player back in the day, but never really worked out for me.
Is it because his parents never bought him the
Reebok
boots?
Reebok boots, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Peter Schmeichel in that was a pig farmer.
That's right.
Which is a nice nod. Because of course, and in the advert, he's trying to sort of catch pigs and shepherd them into different things with his big hands. Uh-huh. And they say, oh yeah, I could have been a player and all
there,
that sort of stuff. It's
there are
good.
So many Manchester United ones, though. I remember
the greatest team in the world. Yeah. Giggs, he'd be in it. Pepsi, he'd be in Reebok boots.
There's a Reebok boots. They had a long-standing relationship with Pepsi.
The cowboy one.
Yeah, the cowboy one. You had one where Alex Ferguson's dishing out Pepsi's. Like, going, concentration, lads, concentration. He's throwing Pepsi's to everyone. Gary Neville's on the treatment table.
Is it?
He's throwing everyone in. Roy Keane's in there. And he throws it at Peter Schmeichel. He drops it and he goes, I was joking.
Oh yeah, I remember
that one.
The cowboy one. Was when
cow takes a penalty.
It's Beckham's horse.
Beckham's horse, guys.
Yeah. It's Manchester United and Real Madrid, who had quite a bit of a rivalry back then, and they played each other. So the Real Madrid players are in the saloon. Then Beckham, Juan Verón, Gary Neville, Solskjaer and Giggs turn up, and it's all, you know, a bit of a standoff. And Beckham, all that business is going on. Beckham ruins it by going to the bar and just going,
Pepsi. Doesn't Rivaldo turns up at one point?
There's a lovely nod to Rivaldo as a bit before, because obviously he played for Barcelona.
Yeah.
But then Casillas jumps in the way and grabs Beckham's Pepsi, and Beckham looks at it and just goes, outside. And then they have the stand-off.
And then a jolly punches the horse.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, after the break, we're going to talk about more of endorsements and that.
That was smooth.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Hart and Jason McAteer.
I thought you should have done the welcome back as David Beckham.
I should have done
it again.
Welcome back. That's quite a good Beckham.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. Joe Hart and Jason McAteer won't have dandruff anymore.
No, that's a famous one.
I mean, Jason knows.
Yeah, but it's always funny, isn't it?
When Jason McAteer gives it his all.
That's right. Yeah. When a player does an endorsement, you think, what are you doing? Surely they're going to get the piss taken out of them, you know?
Yeah.
Because as we were saying before.
For money.
Well,
I get the piss taken out of me. I don't earn anything.
I remember.
It's true. You can't get any voiceover work these days.
Do you remember when Jose Mourinho first pitched up here as the very special one and won the league with Chelsea? And he was this guy who was on the verge of becoming one of the most successful managers in recent years. And then he pops up in an American Express advert.
Yeah.
Mm. And I remember at the time just thinking, what are you doing? You don't. It was just so strange to see.
Mm.
And there's. there is that kind of odd feel of you don't have to do that kind of thing. And I'm not, I know it sounds harsh. I'm having to go at Mourinho here. A number of these, and of course it's for money. And so.
Probably will have to do it though, won't it? It's probably part of his contract.
Yeah, quite possibly. Although yeah. It was quite a nice touch because at the time there was a real aura and mystique about Mourinho, and the premise of the advert was Mourinho. That he's walking out of, after dropping his children off at school, he's walking out of the school playground and he puts his umbrella up. And it's kind of, well, why has he done that? And then it starts raining and he's one step ahead.
I remember being quite clever.
Well, the line was, my life is about keeping one step ahead. That's why my card is American Express.
Yeah. The card that you can't use anywhere. Yeah.
some of the more bizarre ones. Do you guys remember, obviously you will remember Blackburn Rovers players eating chicken for Venkies.
Yeah, that was really
Yeah. Ryan Nelson front and centre, just ripping it off the bone. But one of the weirdest ones I've ever seen is, and this might ring a bell, I can't remember if we touched on it in the ramble when it first came around, is Fernando Torres doing one for his mate's dog training school.
Yeah.
That's not for money, though.
That's what's so beautiful about it. It's like he's just helped out a mate and it's shot on like a very, very bog standard camera. And it's almost to the point where you look at that and think, is this like a spoof thing from
did it go out on Spanish TV?
It must have done.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I don't
must it have done?
Well, it must have gone out somewhere.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah. At one point, a dog jumps through three flaming hoops.
Yeah.
what's he training these dogs for?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So but if your house is on fire, good news, your dog can jump through it.
As long as there's a tunnel.
Yeah. Burning cat flap.
Yeah, really bizarre.
Do you think that people are more comfortable now with footballers doing endorsements of all sorts, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The weirder the better, though. I think the Torres one is a great example. Mm-hmm. And Emmanuel Adebayor did a really odd one as well for an energy drink called Power Horse.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And that's he just quite does kick-ups with it and like horse, crushes it and then just makes a noise.
But Pete, we can't believe we've got this far into this episode without you mentioning some Japanese endorsements because they are always the most strange.
Well, we've got Lionel Messi advertising for some face cream.
Messi kimoshi. Otoko o migaku scalp D face wash.
Messi mo, Pampa mo, Micho wasai.
Got such a soft voice, hasn't he, Messi?
Is that him though? Or
that's
is
his
that
voice at the end.
That's his voice at the start.
Speaking
and the end.
Japanese. Yeah.
He says, "Well, you just repeat it, don't you?"
He was speaking Japanese. I'm saying.
Yeah. He says, "Feel kimoshi means a feeling." So he's like, "I'm feeling good."
I've
got the messy feeling.
But that advert starts.
Do you want a messy face?
Well, this is the thing.
The face.
I've seen that advert, and it starts with the world's, at the time, certainly, and obviously probably now as well, the world's most famous footballer with so much face cream on his face, you can't see who it is.
Yeah. Well, what it is like the face cream is clearly drawn on. They've not actually put any face cream on his face.
So it's CGI'd on there.
It's CGI'd on there. But the actual...
Like the opposite of Henry Cavill's moustache.
Yes, exactly. But it didn't cost $1 million to do. But it just looks so unrealistic. That. You can't even see like the... There's no nose there.
No.
So it doesn't look like it's actually on his face. It just looks like he's wearing a pie.
A custard pie, yeah. It looks like old Greg from Mighty Boosh. Yeah.
Japanese adverts are generally quite strange like that, though, aren't they? Do you remember there's one for... part of the plot of Lost in Translation is that Bill Murray's character is a famous actor who's come to Japan to do an advert that no one back home will see, so he'll coin it in, and he won't get any criticism for it, as Kevin Bacon does in the UK. But in Japan, that's really prevalent. Like, there was an advert for like a sort of cold coffee drink, and the advert was just Tommy Lee Jones drinking it, crying, looking out to sea. That's all it was.
Tommy Lee Jones has been on those adverts for Boss Coffee. It's called Boss Coffee.
Yes.
For about since Men in Black 1.
Really?
Like, he's been there for such a long time.
So that's just normal in Japanese advertising.
He is just everywhere. I don't think he need really hide that. It's his only job. He's not needed to work for like 20 years.
And there are obviously like cultural differences because the. Clearly between the UK and Japan, but there's an Japanese advert I've seen with the Man United players and tomato juice. In the UK they would just be holding that and have a sip of it, but in this advert they're all downing a full glass of tomato juice.
Dubbed glug on it.
It's the glug they all do,
and it's very pronounced.
And Shinji Kagawa is the only one who speaks.
Because
he's Japanese.
But Michael Carrick does a Japanese word in a thick Geordie accent.
Nice.
Going back to Kevin Bacon, the reason he does those adverts is because he lost his money to Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, that's I heard true. That. Owen Wilson fraudster. As well.
Who did Michael Carrick lose his money to?
I don't know.
But it is interesting because I think a lot of it is team deals. Now, you don't get as much, perhaps, as one player on their own doing single advert.
They're getting hoovered up by Messi and Ronaldo.
Maybe. No, but
Ronaldo's got so many products, though.
But I'm talking about from left field, sorry. So from the more left field ones, I'm saying. So yeah. you're Nikes and Adidas and sports companies and all.
No, but like as I said, like Ronaldo's got that face toning system where you sort of do the noddy thing and it's got weights on the end of prongs. And then it's like a big... you put a stick in your mouth and on either end, it's a flexible plastic stick. And on the ends, there's weight. So you sort of nod up and down and it strengthens
sort of
your mouth.
Strengthen your jawline.
Well, strengthens your mouth so your mouth isn't so.
Imagine Bobby Moore doing that.
Why would you strengthen your mouth?
I don't know, Marcus Blowies. I don't fucking know. I don't know, mate. I don't know why.
I wasn't looking at you as if to say, why have you created this thing, Peter? Why on earth would you want?
I am the patent holder for the infant chip bowl, so it's fine.
It was more of a
That's your one.
That's my
infant
one.
Infant chip bowl helmet.
Yeah.
We get a round of endorsement for that.
Who would if you had
my
a,
last paid for advert was football what they call it, a video game.
Football manager.
Peter.
About 7 years ago.
The infant chip bowl. Who would you like to endorse that?
Yes.
From football.
Oh. Who's really good with kids?
Oh.
got some things in my mind that I'm not going to say.
Start again.
I don't know. Who's like really
would you have to be a short player because it's going to go on someone's head?
Jonjo Shelvey could be the baby.
Yeah.
Because he looks a bit like a baby.
Oh, you shouldn't be feeding babies chips.
Yeah, because Jonjo Shelvey could have a little bit of food as well.
He could use it himself.
Get involved. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What about one you was talking about when I came in earlier about Bobby Moore just advertising pubs?
Right, this is a clip from an advert from I don't know what year it was. I think he'd already made his name, but this is Bobby Moore advertising pubs, not a pub or even a set of pubs, just the idea of going to the pub.
After a match, we often meet our wife for a quiet drink in the local. It's a nice, friendly place. Tina reckons I've rigged the darts. It's not true. Anyway, it's great to get together for an evening out.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Bobby Moore, looking at the locals.
So it's just pubs. Go to the pub. That's messages from Bobby Moore. Go to the pub.
Go to the local pub. Get the local economy going, Peter.
He goes in and he throws it. His wife is doing some darts and stuff, and she's just, normal darts. And then he picks up the dart from her and throws it. Like he's flicking like a bogey and it goes into the bullseye.
I like the
not
idea.
Not even the highest one he could have hit. Go for the treble 20.
Yeah,
idiot.
Exactly. I like the idea of them sitting down with Bobby Moore and saying, look, you're going to have to advertise something. what do you want to advertise? Pub? Just the
All right. Look, we got you out of jail for nicking that necklace.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
No. He didn't do
Cartier.
That.
Cartier. I want to advertise Cartier.
What's going to be in the future of endorsement? Is it
mainly Bitcoin?
Are we going to live in the situation where we're going to watch a game and then all of a sudden, a two-pack style hologram of Cristiano Ronaldo is just going to appear on the sofa next to us eating crisps or something?
Yeah, you hang out with it for a bit.
When
I was a kid, I remember being terrified when I grew up when I grew up into an adult that there wouldn't be any football anymore because it'd all be like androids and robots playing. And I wonder whether that's going to be, it's going to be like that, but it's going to be with advertising. So you're going to get like an effigy or a hologram or something of some player walking down the street going, all right, have you seen this new Adidas tracksuit top I've got? You should buy one. And be like, wow, that's Lionel Messi, mad.
Leave me alone, Peter Beardsley.
You're a really old Peter Beardsley.
Well, it'll be tailored to you personally, won't it?
So yeah. It's Scott Sellers and Lee Clark following us. Oh, Pete! Fucking Agnes, will you? Buy some yogurt, you dick.
I saw how you tried to kick that rolled up piece of paper into the bin but missed. Try somebody's Nike trainers instead. That'll help you out.
Do you remember on April Fool's Day, Neil Ruddock did the Adidas Predator headband?
Yes, I did.
It was
Can I roll out my favourite my famous Predator story?
Please.
Okay.
I think I've told it to you before. When I worked at the sports shop, and it would have been when the first Predator football boots come out, and sometimes if there was a new product being introduced to the sports shop that we worked in, after the shop closed, we had to stay behind half an hour, and an ambassador from that company would tell you about the product. So it could be anything; it could be like a new tennis racket or whatever. Anyway, this guy from Adidas came and was telling us about Predator football boots. It's a new thing, right? Mm-hmm. There would have been the addition of the Predators the year before Zidane's famous ones and Beckham's famous ones. And they're talking about how like the design of the upper meant you could swerve the ball more easily and get more power and all this other stuff. And at the end, they said, has anyone got any questions? And this guy I worked with, he wasn't that clever, probably still isn't, put his hand up and said, yeah, are there any designs to bring a Predator cricket back to the market?
Is that not an adequate question?
Well, you asking that question is everything you need to know about it. He was basically saying you could maybe swerve the ball around the fielders and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as ridiculous as you're making it out, but it is quite funny.
But actually, genuinely, what a masterpiece of branding Predator was, because we were the exact age that it was aimed at. And like, you did get the impression that like they were effectively like magic boots.
Which is what they were going for.
And they were and have they do they still have that sort of design with the raised like
Yeah, they're slightly more as far as I know, they're slightly more recessed now, aren't they? Right.
Yeah, it's not as it was. There were like proper ridges in the boots before.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Apparently. Wonderful.
There we go.
There we are, ladies.
Our version of the Predator cricket bat off our website.
Damn right.
I would.
We haven't talked about Michael Owen in Dubai or Pele.
Anything.
What was the actual product?
It was Viagra.
It was Viagra.
But what I love about that so much is clearly that the insistence has been from Pele that I want to make it clear in the advert that I don't need it.
But if I did, I would. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Good old Pele. Yeah. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the fifth episode of our 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. We'll be back tomorrow to waffle away on another aspect of the beautiful game we flipping love. Say goodbye, chaps.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this show in association with Bet365. See you tomorrow.
Season's greetings and a happy new year.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.